Welcome to the Anything Goes podcast. My name is Anna Richards, and this is my sacred space to have honest, real, empowering, fun, and big conversations. My mission is to not just motivate and inspire with each episode, but to push boundaries and teach you how to live your own life sovereignly, boldly, and unapologetically. I aim to bring you humor, depth, differing of opinions, and more. But one thing I can promise you is this is the podcast where anything goes. Hello, loves. Welcome back to another episode of Anything Goes with Anna Rose. I have much to say. I have much to say on today's topic, and it's something that has honestly been hot on my heart for the longest of times. And it's definitely a conversation or conversations I've been having behind the scenes with best friends and women, honestly, just in my DMs, and now also with my beautiful partner, Ryan. And this morning I was sitting and shared an amazing quote on Instagram just around celebrating women, or we should celebrate more women who are, you know, making millions from home. I'll read you the direct quote. It said, "Let's normalize women growing million-dollar businesses from home." And as is always happens in my life, cut to an hour later, and I had finished a set of stories bringing this conversation into stories that I'm about to have with you now. But I thought at high time I sit and record it, so it's an episode that you can come back to and not disappear after 24 hours. And also something you can share if this really lands for you, or if you feel yourself that it is a conversation that should be out in the world more. So I kicked it off in my stories after sharing that quote all around yes and both. And if you followed me for a minute, a month, a year, a decade, however long you've been on the journey with me, you would know that yes and both is my life philosophy, right? It's actually become yes and everything. But yes and both is a really beautiful segue or entry point into this conversation that I want to have. And I also want to preface it by saying that everything I'm about to share, just like most things on this podcast, is just an opinion. Eat the fish, like what's that saying? Like, eat the fish, leave the bones. Always take what you need from anything in life and leave what you don't. I certainly do. That's how I don't get offended. I don't get triggered. If I do get triggered, it's a beautiful lesson for me to lean in. Always, I think, oh, that's a part of me unhealed. But when it comes to this conversation, it is obviously hugely around us as women and our place in the world, essentially. And what I don't want to do is add more noise to the you can have it all and be it all. Because although I innately believe that, that's my belief. It absolutely does not need to be yours. And I also believe within that paradigm that we don't need to have it all at once, right? So I'm acutely aware in my own life of seasons and eras and things like that. But what I do want to do with this conversation is really just allow women to have more of an honest conversation with themselves and decide the North Star and truth that they want to follow and that they want to land into. And I felt like, and I feel like, there has been so many conversations recently around this piece, so what I'm going to speak about, which is this extreme swing of the pendulum the other way from, you know, the masculine, essentially, of us women being now masculine and providing and protecting and showing up in the world in this big, bold, brave way, to being like, fuck it, I'm done with that. I don't want anything to do with that anymore. I'm burned out. I'm done. And swinging, from my experience, what I have seen, the other way to the extreme, and almost quitting earning, quitting who we are, quitting what we know, and just becoming these real homemaker mothers, which, to go to my second point, I want to add, wherever you land and whatever is most true and beautiful for you is true and beautiful. There's no right or wrong in this conversation. And that's something I really want to say. If just being a mother and a homemaker, and it's not just is a full-time freaking job, but if being a mother and a homemaker is all you want to do and it provides such divinity and soul nurturing life force into your life, that's perfect and that's beautiful. But that's not for me. And I am a voice for women through my own embodiment. And I always share my life and I always share my opinions and I always share that what's coming up for me in my life or my truth or in that moment, in the hope or the trust that it will inspire the women that need to hear it. And this podcast may not be for you, right? You may be the mother and the homemaker and you've landed into that. And that is what is most true and beautiful for you. And that is beautiful. And that is perfect. And that's all I want for every woman, to find her own truth and what she wants in the context of womanhood, to not be defined by society or religion or friends or news or whatever, or her man essentially, and to be who she wants to be. And that is what this conversation and this podcast is all about. So let's dive in, shall we? The conversation that I want to have is this one about the swinging pendulum. So I'm going to talk from my experience, and I believe that in my experience, I will purely actually speak from my own experience. But when I then say what I think or what I believe, that is coming from my own experience, right? And I have lived this myself. So for over a decade in my life, with when I was married, I was the provider. And I mean, basically the sole provider. For 8 years of that decade, I was the sole provider. But even prior to that, I was young and earning good money, six plus figures. So I was absolutely always the higher earner for almost the duration of my entire marriage and relationship. And if I wasn't the higher earner, then I was the sole provider. And that is a masculine role, right? So I get it. I've been there. So I was this provider, this protector. The onus of responsibility was on me. I was, you know, hustling essentially. I was in that hustle culture and I got fucking over it, right? I got very over it. And when I separated, that's not the reason we separated. I've spoke to this before. We just weren't it, right? We were beautiful. He's a beautiful man, an incredible man, but he wasn't my man. We weren't it in the end. And so for me, after that, though, I really became acutely aware that I absolutely wanted a partnership and a union for me who could provide and protect and not at the same time lose myself thinking that, well, he just becomes the provider and protector, right? But what I now have consequently seen, so that was my own experience. I feel like I was in a very masculine role for a very long time. And I have seen that across the board in our gender, essentially, for a very long time, especially in my arena of coaching and at the time, you know, network marketing. We have the potential and the possibility to earn a lot of money. And often, as high performing A-type personality women, we can and do basically out earn. I was going to say outperform, but it's not performance. It's out earn. We can out earn the man in the home, right? Or the woman. If you are the masculine, you understand what I'm saying. If it's woman and woman, you understand what I'm saying. So for me, I was in that role and I didn't want it anymore. I wanted to drop into my feminine. I wanted to feel that provision from a king. I wanted to know that I didn't just have to have myself and, you know, get myself anymore. And I've gone on that journey. I've healed it all. I've done the things. We've listened to those podcasts and there's going to be many more to come from me in a couple of months around all that. But what I've then interestingly seen in society and across even, you know, my friendship groups, who I follow on Instagram, the conversations I have with high level, brilliant women in my life, is this swing towards the complete opposite. And what I've seen and what I don't like, and this is where this has all come from, was almost A-type women like blaming or shaming. That's what it is. It's shaming. It was this move towards almost shaming women, like fuck the hustle culture, you know, fuck performing. I will, you know, the real flex these days is staying at home with my kids and being just a mom and rah, rah, rah. And I think that's beautiful. If that is true and beautiful for you and you land into that truth in pure and full alignment, then that is perfect. Firstly, though, no matter where you land, it doesn't need to be done shaming another woman. That is a hill that I will always die on, right? For you to raise up your beliefs, we need never shame the other side. So what I was seeing is women swing to the other extreme, who were the performers, who were brilliant coaches, who were, you know, the top 1% in network marketers, who owned their cars, who were the boss babe, who did all these things. These are some of my friends as well, quit all of that and become purely mothers and just the homemaker. And that to me is an extreme. And at the same time, plot twist, which was unusual for me, and I'm going to go here in this podcast as well, find God, which I think is beautiful. I have an amazing relationship with her myself, but we don't know the gender. I find it hilarious that we just assume it's a man. But I have a beautiful relationship with God, whoever she or he is. And that's my own relationship. For me, I was raised in religion. I was brought up in the church for 16 years and religion, and I left that behind at 16. So for me, I've seen this extreme swing the other way. And this, you should see my DMs today have been unbelievably bonkers with women just like telling stories and saying, oh my God, I'm so grateful someone's given this a voice. But ultimately, the women who were burned out in their masculine, which I respect because I was her, swing extremely the other way and go, I actually don't want that anymore. I don't want the hustle. I don't want to earn. I want him to provide for me now. I want him to be the provider and the protector in my home, and I'm in this role. And like I said, if that's true and real for you, then that's beautiful. But what I have then seen on socials and in conversations privately and publicly has been this shaming then of women who aren't finding God, of women who don't want to just be mothers, of women who, you know, are still out there providing in a sense for themselves. And it becomes this really messy cesspool of unnecessary blame, shame, and conflict in a sense, because we as women have no right to tell another woman how to be a woman and what feels true and beautiful and real for her, right? And that's the conversation I want to have. And that's the space that I want to come from, where I'm the woman that is yes and both, in the sense that it's like I'm Switzerland, I'm bang in the middle. Right. So there was this swing the other way, and it's just not for me. This was what my story said. You know, I respect women that have done it, that have quit it all or quit a lot of it and just chosen to, you know, bake their bread and be homemakers and be beautiful, nurturing mothers in the home. And that's it, full stop. And put that onus of responsibility solely and purely on the man as that protector and provider. But it's absolutely not for me. It's just not for me. Unapologetically, it's not for me. And my opinion and my voice on this comes from having lived a very multidimensional life. I've just said, you know, I grew up in a very religious, very church, Christian-based home. And I also had a mum, really beautifully, the living embodiment of both. I had a mum who was raised five amazing but psychotic children on her own, pretty much. She was the homemaker and mum. And then when I was 16 and we fled domestic violence of my stepfather, she, you know, we had government assistance and she was a teacher's aide, but she then also acutely was aware that those wages weren't going to allow us to live. It didn't put enough food on the table. It wasn't keeping enough money in the account to keep a roof over our head. And so powerfully and prophetically, mum went back to university to become a teacher. I watched her study, you know, in the pockets of time she could, raising five kids on her own, and ace it, stack shelves, would do anything and everything she could to provide for us, and become a teacher, and then, you know, get her degree and be a brilliant teacher, and she's gone on to have a phenomenal career in her 50s and 60s, later in life as a woman who also then provides for herself. And I will say super interestingly, and this is why I say I've lived this really multidimensional life, I've seen a woman, my mother, the most important female role in another woman's life, right? I've seen her be both. I saw her just be homemaker, and I saw her be a brilliant mother and just homemaker. And then I've seen her also in this role as, you know, pursuing her career, earning a phenomenal income by herself,
living out all of her dreams, traveling more. She's traveled the world since. She's bought her own home. She almost paid off her mortgage. She's just thrived as this woman that has gone on to be a provider for herself as well. And I will say both have come with their challenges and both have come with their pros and both have come with their cons. But I'll say I remember one of the most poignant memories for me as a young girl was watching my mum pretty much have a mental breakdown. I'll never forget. I probably was 5 or 6, have a nervous breakdown at the kitchen table. And I remember the words she was saying to my stepfather, and it was, you know, compounded obviously with violence in the home, et cetera, et cetera. But for me, it was being a mother. It was this, the role and the stress of being the mother and being the caretaker and being the homemaker in the home, unhappy, very obviously, and under a lot of stress, and then also unable to be able to leave because she had put herself in a position where she wasn't able to provide or protect herself as well, right? So this is a large component of where a lot of my own beliefs come from. I think that's important to know. And again, it's only opinion, but what I have seen and witnessed in life in general is with global cycles and seasons and trends is this pendulum swing, right? And for millennia, we have almost sat on this, you know, the patriarchy has ruled and, you know, fuck the patriarchy and all these things. And we've, as women, we have watched our mothers as well, right? Change the narrative back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, you know, become these earners themselves and break down paradigms and walls and be able to do things that we couldn't necessarily have in the past. And that's the women that we were raised by as well. So then we've stepped for years and our own childhood and now adulthood, my generation, our generation had stepped into this, we are women, you know, hear us roar, we can do it all, have it all, be it all. And it's, although again, I believe it is true, I don't believe we can do it all at once. That was the extreme side of the pendulum. And what's happened is it's burned out a generation of women. Fundamentally, it has burned us out. We're fucking over it. We are over it. And that's what I've seen. And that's the conversations I'm having again and again and again. For many of us, my own experience, we emasculated our men. We were outperforming them, out earning them, you know, out everything. And we fucked polarity in our homes with the roles of masculine and feminine, right? We were like, oh, we'll do it ourselves, or we complain, we're stressed out because we're burned out because we were doing it all. And then it has fairly swung back. And this is where we land today. This is the conversation I'm now bringing. I have now watched the pendulum swing, and it's still swinging to the extreme the other way, like I said. So these women who were, myself included, the earners, the providers, the protectors, you know, we can do it all, be it all, rah, 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 have swung the other way and gone, you know what, I don't want any of it. And I get why. We're burned out. But stepped into this role as the mum and the homemaker, and it's not necessarily true and real and pure for them and beautiful. And that's who I wanted to speak to now, because I'm seeing it and I'm having a lot of conversations with my girlfriends around this. So this is why I don't believe, I think this is an important point of all of this, and then providing the true repair, because there's been a rupture. This is the way that I look at it. And I always talk to Ryan about this. I always say, when we have ruptures, right, they're healthy. They are so healthy. We need ruptures. We need that friction. We need to destruct. We need to burn. We need to yell. We need to have all those minor and major ruptures in our life, because on the other side of rupture is repair. And repair is beautiful. And repair is growth. And repair is transformation. And it's coming out the other side and going, that wasn't working for me because I destructed, or I blew up, or I'm down, or whatever else. And here's my repair. And so I believe this repair isn't true and real and beautiful for all women, but I think more women are falling into it or shaming themselves because they're not falling into it, when that doesn't need to be true and real for you. And so I believe that the world has changed exponentially, like black and white, night and day, you just wildly changed, right? Roles are no longer what they used to be. In the sense of an evolutionary perspective, right? So roles by religion, roles defined by society, they just do not exist in today's world anymore. And this is where the problem for me lies, right? So back in the day, be it cavemen and thereafter, men needed women. Like, and I mean back in the day when girls weren't identifying as guys, guys weren't identifying as women. Like, I am speaking to the masculine and the feminine. The men needed women to seed and bear their children. And women needed men to literally protect and provide for them. So the men would go out and hunt. They would bring us back food. They would provide us protection from wild beasts and animals. Like, if we didn't have the men there with their batons, you know, feeding us, protecting us, keeping us warm, we would have died as a species. And that's just not the case anymore, right? There's women out there. There's women that I know having babies by themselves, friends that are going down the IVF route because they're a bit older. They haven't found, you know, the love of their life yet, but they want to be a mother. And that's beautiful. That's true and real for them, right? But there's also women, most of us can, of course, abundantly provide and protect ourselves nowadays. And so just because we can, obviously it doesn't mean that we should. And I think that is where this burnout and confusion and overwhelm is coming from. Because like I keep saying, like, us women are sick of being in our masculine, right? We're sick of providing. We're sick of holding it down for everyone and anything and having it all and being it all and doing it all. And you know the woman I'm speaking to now, it's you, the one that stayed on because you're like, this is fucking landing, because that's me, sis. So, and I know that woman because I was her for over a decade, right? And like I just said, like, when we're burned out and we're lost and we're overwhelmed, we look for the repair. And I think the repair has come at a cost in the sense of that extreme swing to the other side of the pendulum, because although that other side of just like quitting it all and being the homemaker and being the mother is beautiful, I don't think it's the repair necessarily, right? And not for me. And I'll say this, not for me anyway. And if this is, like I said, lands for you too, then you're the woman that I'm giving my voice to. So you don't feel alone in this feeling. So because the world has changed, right, drastically, we have evolved as a species. That's just the facts, right? Now, innately, a lot hasn't changed in the sense that men are always going to need, from that evolutionary perspective, whatever you believe in, be it if God created the world or we come from apes or it was the Big Bang, whatever you believe in, we started as mankind. The story is always the same. We started as cavemen, right? Essentially foraging, even Adam and Eve, they were naked in a forest, right? Foraging for fruit and nuts and food. So innately, men are always going to need that mission, right? They have that drive to provide and protect, and that's beautiful and necessary. And obviously us as women, our innate desire is to feel secure. It is to be protected. It is to be provided for. And we actually derive our oxytocin from nurturing. So from hugging our children and loving our children, men, just so you know, actually derive their oxytocin from playing with the kids, not necessarily nurturing. So I think as women, at least definitely for me anyway, the world's changed too much to just, quote unquote, be a homemaker and mum, and I'll explain why. And again, this will trigger the fuck out of some women, and that's okay. It's not for you, right? Eat the fish, leave the bones. But the world has changed. Right or wrong, sad or not, the world has changed. And for a millennia, for many, 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 many generations, we raised our babies in villages. We know this, right? We raised our children amongst communities. And you were supported and nurtured back as a mum, right? You had your own time. Your kids played with other women's kids, and there was eyes and arms on those kids at all times. So if you needed to go to the stream and have a swim, or, you know, go and get some washing done on a rock, or pop to the market and buy the family's food, whatever you had to do, you didn't have to try and be it all, do it all, have it all, right? Someone else would have eyes and arms on your kids. And that just doesn't happen anymore. We as women, more than ever, we as humanity, more than ever, I am absolutely acutely aware that this is so true and real for men as well, requiring community more than ever. But I am a woman and I'm speaking to women. So more than ever, as women, our deepest need is community. It is that village. Whether you think it's true or not, it is absolutely true, right? And I believe, unless of course you want to, like I said in the story, it's like quit life and go live on a commune. It's not going to happen, right? So my whole thing around women swinging to the extreme, so that have like had part-time jobs or being coaches or in network marketing or whatever else, when they quit that and they go, I'm done, enough, I don't want the pressure anymore, fuck it, I just need my man to step up and protect and provide, which I so respect, because again, me too. I'm going to get into this after all this. But I believe what we do as women, when we do that, not all, but majority, you're cutting yourself off from the village that you do have. And that's not a village at the end of the day to look after your babies, but it was a village and it is a village that is looking after your mental health and your sisterhood and that desire as a woman to feel heard and held and seen in some capacity, right? So what I've noticed in the world is that when a woman is living from her true and real and beautiful space and place, and she shows up and she creates courses or she sells a product online or she becomes a PT part-time, whatever that is, or she builds a fucking empire, right? That's my season at the moment. She builds around herself a community. She builds around herself a connection, and not just mums talking about nappies and did your baby sleep and what's their poo like, right? I'm talking about women on their own mission, in their own vision, essentially, and on their own path. So I think when a woman quits that, you know, thinks, fuck this, I'm burned out, I'm done, I can't do this anymore, I have personally seen again and again and again that woman actually become, again, not all, absolutely not all, but most, become lost, feel isolated, lose a part of herself, if not all of herself. She starts to show up in a way online that speaks more to, this is really hard, people don't understand, right? Like I see it every single day. This is coming from lived true experience for me. And I believe it's because although she didn't have the village for her children, as I said, she doesn't now have that outside community, right? She doesn't have the business community or the customers that she was talking to or serving or the clients that she was coaching as a PT or whatever else, right? And then I also see, I will say, this friction almost caused in the home and some shame and blame around this as well, putting an enormous pressure, additional pressure, I will say, placed on the man to provide and protect. And it's been really interesting living with Ryan, who is my now partner, my amazing partner, who adds an incredible amount of insight into my life because he is a very big protector and a very big abundant provider. He's a father as well, and he has been in his own long-term relationship as well in his past relationship. Very similar lives. I just don't have kids, right? So he has offered, and when I'm speaking about this and I'm pacing in the house and I'm, you know, going off on my, not rants, but just conversations about all of this and more, he said, you know, this is so important. These are the conversations that you should be having on the podcast, because he said, you know, the pressure on men as well today to be the sole providers and protectors in a world where it's sometimes not financially viable for the man. Now, we are in a unique position and we're aware that we're blessed, but I always say we work very hard. So he's like, you know, I know that's not our experience, but for others it is. And he says, you know, I speak to friends, I see it all the time in men, that women that maybe were bringing an income and they don't anymore or can't contribute as much because the kids are here, which is so fair. Again, you've both chosen to procreate and have those kids 100%, but there's this enormous also added pressure on the man as well. And so for me, it's this yes and both. I just feel like the point of it all as a woman, for me, like I said, I adore that I get to carry and birth babies in years to come. That will be my reality and truth, right? And I also adore that I get to build and birth my companies and earn as I go. And I think for me, and talking to Ryan all this morning and all throughout today and many, many, many hours of conversations before this, asking him and seeking his advice and being like, what's your perspective from the masculine? And do you find it emasculating that I have these companies and I can earn? And he was like, no, you're a value adder. That's the way, because he's got us. So he's like, you've got yourself. But the fact that it takes the pressure off me essentially he's like, I know the life you want to live. He was like, and you're not putting that on me. He was like, you've got yourself, but I've got you. But together, we just are this value add team where we've both got each other. And for me, that feels real and true and beautiful. And I love that I am a woman that has chosen to pursue that path. But I also love, and what I want to say is that I'm a woman that I hope, I trust, I know that we'll also get to carry and birth babies, like I said. And I think it's this important conversation around finding your middle ground, finding what is true and real for you, and finding where you want to land amongst it all. And my biggest thing that I've realized throughout all this, and I think this is absolutely a conversation that I will endeavor to have more on the podcast, is that ultimately all of this stems from and comes down to the union, the powerful union of two. I don't care if it's girl, girl, guy, girl, guy, whatever that truth is for you. I believe that I can give this a voice, and I'm really powerfully opinionated on this at the moment. And it's because I have found that union, that true union, that sacred union. And I also believe it is most important to me. I believe that sacred union, relationships in general, but be it girlfriends and a partner, is in fact the whole point of life. And I've talked about this so much, but I truly believe the whole purpose of life is in fact relationship, is to find that partner, whomever that is for you, whatever that looks like for you, and go on that journey with them. And I think where we have gotten it so wrong, I talk about this as well all the time, we choose our wound mates, not our soulmates. But B as well, in partnership, why we women are so burned out is because we have had to, or we have felt like we have had to, be it self-imposed or true to form, essentially, like we really have had to. We've had to step into that masculine role. And I am saying you need not do either, right? You do not have to sit on the end of the pendulum and the spectrum of being the provider, being the protector, unless, of course, I'm so aware. I was single myself for 2 years. Again, prior to that, I was in a marriage where I was the sole provider and protector, and that burned me out. But making damn sure that if you were in that position and you were on that end of the spectrum right now and you're feeling like you're burning out and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore, right? And you might be single or you might be in relationship, either or, the most important thing you can do, instead of like quitting it all and being like, fuck this, you know, I'm seeing all these women online posting about baking bread and just having to not like be at home and rah, rah, I'd offer caution in thinking that one way is right for you until you've sat in the middle of it all. And I think that's the most important part I want to say to this, finding your truth in womanhood and how you want to define yourself in your roles, in your life, and in your sacred union. So if you are on the end of the spectrum, like I just said, that is very masculine. That is that you don't want to provide anymore. Like you've kind of been the bigger earner. You may be the sole provider. Maybe you're both actually earning at beautiful equal capacity, but you do want to take some steps back. Maybe you want to spend more time with the kids. Maybe you actually want to pursue something on the side. I don't know what that looks like for you. Again, what is true and real and beautiful for you is true and real and beautiful for you. But if you are on the end of that spectrum and you're burning out, I cannot implore you enough to sit down with your partner and have the conversation about it. baby, I'm or whatever, insert your name here. I am feeling like I'm close to burnout. And if, again, you're single, sit down and have this honest conversation with yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and be like, I am burning out. This way of life, this masculine, like driving and striving and hustling and trying and pushing, isn't working for me anymore. And I do want to soften a little bit, and I do want to surrender some more. And that's going to look like this for me. No one can tell you what that should look like and what it does look like, right? And then there's the other side. And this is like, this is a side, like I watched my mom be this woman and it burn her out and give her a nervous breakdown. So maybe you're on the other side where you've either just done it your whole life or you've recently stepped into it, but you are the homemaker and the mother. And that's beautiful and true and real. And if you want to stay there, then I honor you and revere you and respect you because that is perfect for you. But if you're not that mother and you felt shame around these feelings, like, fuck, I should be grateful that I get to stay home with the kids all day and just, you know, look after kids. But if that doesn't feel like enough for you, then that doesn't have to be enough for you. You get to also sit with yourself in the mirror and have this conversation, or sit with your partner and have this conversation and say, look, what, again, never put your own words in your mouth. But for me, if I was on that spectrum, because I thought it's what I'd wanted, recognizing I get to pivot and change at any point in my life, always, I would be sitting down with my partner and saying, I am so grateful for the life that you are providing for us, and the fact that you are such a king in your provision and your protection and the way you look after this family. And never but, I would love to do a little more myself. And it's not about earning an income because I know we don't need it or whatever else, right? Again, your own words here. But I just feel like there's more to me. I want to go and pursue dancing or pottery or business or do another course or photography or coaching or PT or whatever else. And I need to go and do that. That's something that I really need to go and do for myself. And I'm really excited about it. And I trust that you'll support me in this decision. And I know what it's going, you know, and have a plan, right? I know what this is going to look like for the family. I've figured this out. I've really thought about it, and have that conversation as well. And I think this is what Ryan and I were talking about on both ends of the spectrum. When you are there, the greatest enemy to yourself is lack of communication. So whether you're burning out and you're in your masculine and you're sick of it and you're tired and you're done and you want to just be, you want the surrender, you want the softness, you need the help, sit and have the conversation with your partner, with your beloved, with the person in your home. If you're on the other end and you're feeling shame because you are the mom and the beautiful caretaker and the homemaker, but you want a little bit more, you get to want more. You get to also sit with yourself or your partner, your beloved, your king, your queen, and say, hey, this is enough and I'm so grateful, but I do want a little bit more for myself as well. And this is the conversation for me around yes and both, and allowing you, or giving permission to you as the woman, to find what it means for you to be a woman, how you want to define that, what that looks like for you, what feels true and real for you. Because for me, I unashamedly, unapologetically fuck with the idea that I can absolutely be both. And I will. And I always say, I know I'm not a mother yet, but when I am, you have to understand, I'm 35 now. I have made such enormous, conscious, intentional decisions in my life, my entire life, for when I become a mother. The way I've built my business for a decade, how I build my business, the systems I'm putting in place now, who I've chosen to not have children with, who I'm choosing to have children with, all of those decisions have led to the point when I become a mom. So people go, oh, she's not a mom yet, just you wait. Yeah, just you wait. I'm like, what I will have to share will be even more powerful and potent, and I can't wait. But I am just saying, as a woman, I unapologetically, unashamedly, and unabashedly can stand in my truth and power and say, I know how I want to define womanhood for me. I know who I want to be as a woman. And I know that I love that I am a yes and both woman. I love that I can't wait to birth and carry and birth beautiful babies and raise them in a loving home and be that nurturer in the home. But I love as a woman, I also get to have this value of provision as well, and being able to provide for myself and the family ultimately. And that never, ever, ever need be your truth at all, like I said. But if you are feeling stuck or stagnant or frustrated, or like rage is bubbling inside you right now because I'm either pissing you off with what I've said because it's hitting so many truths that you don't even want to address, or it's like, I'm so grateful, Anna. This is exactly what I needed to hear. You need to go and have that conversation. You get to define what womanhood looks like for you in the home, in your life, with provision, with feminine, masculine, whatever else in between, and not allow Instagram, Facebook, society, your husband, your wife, your kids, religion, church, pastors, whomever else, whatever else, me on a podcast, define what that looks like, feels like, tastes like for you. So I will leave it there. I just was like, oh, this will try and be a quick podcast. But I really just wanted to say, just be aware of the pendulum. Be aware of where you're at on it. Be aware if the way that you have swung or you want to swing is true and real and beautiful for you. And then sit with where you want to land in your life right now and in the future in terms of how it wants to look for you. Do you just want to be a mom? And if so, that is so beautiful. And so be her. Be the best her in the whole be the best mom in the whole world, full stop, bar none, right? But if that's not true and real and beautiful for you, then have no fucking shame in owning that and being like, actually, you know what? I love my kids. I love whatever else, but this is what's true and real and beautiful for me. And I don't have to swing the other way because my girlfriends are, or swing the other way because it feels what's popular and trendy right now, or swing the other way because I'm just so burned out, I'm going to collapse if I, you know, go on any longer. Sit and have that conversation with your partner because he needs to hear it as well. She needs to hear it as well. And I can guarantee you the growth and the repair, the beautiful, true repair on the other side of that conversation and that choice on your womanhood in your life is the repair the world most deeply needs right now. All right, I'm going to leave it there. Until next time, be bold, be brave, and I can't wait until I'm chatting with you again on the next episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, I hope you got something out of this conversation that you can use to challenge your own status quo. If you liked what you heard, it would mean the world to me if you shared this episode on your socials to help get this podcast more out in the world. Don't forget as well to tag me personally at @TheReal_AnnaRose so I can thank you personally. If you're also loving the conversations, leaving a review on iTunes by going to the podcast, scrolling down and clicking leave review will help even more amazing humans that need to find me and these conversations find me. As always though, I am eternally grateful that you're tuning in, and until the next episode, know that I am always cheering on your sovereignty and success. thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, I hope you got something out of this conversation that you can use to challenge your own status quo. If you like what you heard, it would mean the world to me if you shared this episode on your socials to help get this podcast more out in the world. Don't forget as well to tag me personally at @TheReal_AnnaRose so I can thank you personally. If you're also loving the conversations, leaving a review on iTunes by going to the podcast, scrolling down and clicking leave review will help even more amazing humans that need to find me and these conversations find me. As always though, I am eternally grateful that you're tuning in, and until the next episode, know that I am always cheering on your sovereignty and success.